Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Brewers and Nationals tonight, wild card game. Brewers made it to the NLCS last year. The Washington Nationals, let me just make sure, never have been to the NLCS since they've been the Washington Nationals. Just letting everybody know.
I feel like we're jinxing the Brewers by saying this over and over again.
What, the Nationals literally have never won a big game ever?
Quit saying that.
Ever?
Does anybody
just
else
saying.
Feel like we're jinxing them
just saying.
By continuously saying this?
Every time he does that.
I know it's a fact, but
no,
it's making
time
me nervous.
Every he does that, that's what he does.
It's making me nervous.
Straight up fact.
Okay. We were talking
I have
in the,
nothing to do with the outcome
Billy.
Of this game.
You called Christian Yelich's home run last year in the NLCS, Game 7, and then they didn't
that
score.
That I did. That I did.
And
I
now
did
you're
call
saying that.
That
the Nationals have never won a big game.
And I also think that if Trent Grisham leads off the game tonight, he leads it off with an extra base hit.
You said that yesterday,
either
too.
A double or a home run.
Yeah, you said
so,
that yesterday.
Just saying. The Nationals have literally never won a big game
what
ever.
If Travis Shaw ever. Leads off?
What?
Let me make sure I do this right.
I was just wondering, you know, like...
If Travis Shaw leads off, I will lose every bit of the lunch that
so
I did
So you would be mad
today.
At Craig Counsell if Travis Shaw leads off?
I would yeah. be very confused. Yeah, I'd be very, very, very confused.
I'd be confused at that.
Very confused.
Like, I knew he was going to be a roster, but I'd be confused at that.
Well,
somehow, though, I could see there being like a real random stunner in this lineup
yep,
and like Eric Thames is leading off. Like something stupid that you're just like, man, really?
What if Thames isn't even
sure?
at first base tonight and it's Tyler
Austin? If Eric
Austin.
Thames doesn't play tonight, I'm going to lose my mind. No, absolutely. And,
Billy's
and
guy.
Thames is one of like the only dudes, Gary, that's touched Scherzer
right.
in the Brewers
yeah.
Past.
So you know he's in there.
So he's got to be in there. He's ready to go.
Come
Hammies
on.
Are feeling good.
Yeah.
Hopefully he drank a lot of water last night. And he's ready to go. And the Brewers are plus 165, so you should go and get... dabble at that price. Also, only two times has the home team won this wild card game. 414-799-1250. Gary, let's switch up and talk a little bit of Packers football, though, because a lot of stuff happened in the NFC North this weekend, and we really didn't touch on the situation in Chicago at all yesterday, where Mitch Trubisky leaves in the first quarter of that game, and something that a lot of people in this town and probably in Chicago have been saying as well. Wait, did the Bears get better with Mitch Trubisky not on the field? And Chase Daniel leads the team through. They win at 16-6 over the Vikings. And now it's Packers and Bears at the top of the division at 3-1. The Detroit Lions at 2-1-1 as they gave a hell of a fight to the Kansas City Chiefs this past week. And the Vikings are sitting there with Adam Thielen after the game, kind of calling out the quarterback or the coach, whichever one you wanted to think that was, when he says we need to be able to throw the ball deep. How do you feel right now at the quarter turn mark for the Packers' position in the NFC North?
Well, I almost play with house money. If you're a Packer fan, a lot of you guys got them going 12-4 and 13-3, but I didn't see that. And I didn't see that at all. I mean, I see Minnesota being in last place. I mean, I don't know who called that.
I didn't see the Detroit Lions being good at all.
Didn't see the Lions being in the mix.
Although
I
their
mean,
quarterback's good. Better
really,
than
I mean, I thought at worst. Well, I thought maybe the Packers could be 2-2
through this first stretch.
Through this first four
mm-hmm.
games. I mean, that's what I thought they'd be. So they're playing. You're right. The only good thing about the Trubisky and the Chase Daniels, that's his name, Chase Daniels, right?
Chase Daniel.
Daniel?
Yeah, no S at the end of it.
Only good thing about, can I do a Leroy?
Yeah, get at her.
Him too. The only good thing about that is that this is going to create a quarterback controversy. Because I feel like Chase
Daniel's been around for a while now.
Is the better quarterback in what they want to do in this system. He gets rid of the football right away. He's not indecisive. He's going 1, 2, 3 in his reads, where Trubisky just sits and stares down a guy. Now, that's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chase may come back down to earth after one game, but it feels like to me Chase is a seasoned veteran and kind of understand how to read defenses. And Trubisky is a better athlete, but he seems like one of those rock heads up top.
Yeah.
Like he don't truly get everything.
Yeah.
And
he's got a 2-cent head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably nicer ways to say it, but that's it.
Chase, to me, seemed more cerebral and reading defenses and taking what the defense gives him.
Athletic. Chase Daniel's like the teacher's assistant when you're in a college class. Like, they can tell you exactly what to do.
And in that offense, that's all they need.
Stevie, you're not buying this Chase Daniel, Mitch Trubisky conversation from Chicago?
Man, this dude's been a backup his whole career. He's had opportunities to get in there before and hasn't been able to take advantage
of
it. So now here we are again. He plays okay in a game, and now it's, there's going to be a quarterback controversy.
I'm just saying, I'm hoping there is.
Well, from a Packer fan standpoint,
I want there to be.
I mean, I get what you're saying.
Play well, Chase. Come on, man.
Come on, Chase.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Let's go 4.
So I hope he sucks as much as Trubisky sucks. I'm not sitting in room for Chase Daniel.
They got a divided locker room now? Oh, yeah, we can create all kind of habits.
Sure you can. No doubt. You absolutely can. If he plays well, you can definitely have that. But you look at this division right now, I think Kirk Cousins is proving he was not worth the money that they paid him at this given moment in time in Minnesota. And that has got to have Vikings fans just absolutely terrified at this point, because they thought they had it fixed. They thought they had a quarterback that was better than what they had, better than Teddy Bridgewater, who just beat the Cowboys as quarterback of the Saints, by the way. And now all of a sudden it looks like maybe they don't have this all figured out. Even with Dalvin Cook, I think they should be better than what they've shown to this point.
They also thought Kirk Cousins was better than Case Keenum, and correct. I understand that the wins and loss record. He's better throwing the football down the field than Kirk Cousins. Because last I checked, Case Keenum took him to the NFC Championship game.
True. Absolutely true. But, I mean, you see what Case Keenum is doing now. He's just going to lose his job to Haskins, it looks like. For me, at least, when you talk about this division right now, are we buying the Detroit Lions? No, not yet. I'm not there. I mean, I'm glad they got a nice quick start for them and all of that, and that's fine. And I'm glad Matt Patricia doesn't look like a complete idiot like he looked like all of last year. And they're starting to buy into what this coaching staff wants them to be and buying into that Patriots-type brand of football of how they want to play. Good. Happy for them. Do I have confidence that things won't go back to being the Lions' way again? No, I don't. They're the Lions for a reason. So, until we get further into the season, like week 12, talk to me then about if I'm going to buy the Detroit Lions. Because to be honest with you, in week 8, if they're in first place, I'm not going to come on the air and say I buy the Detroit Lions, because bad stuff always happens to that organization.
Even
always.
If they beat the Packers on Monday Night Football in 2 weeks?
No. Still won't buy them.
No,
they'll figure out a way to screw it up before the end of the year and lose like 4 or 5 in a row. I'll never buy the Lions until they prove me wrong. The Chicago Bears.
I would agree.
Right? The Chicago Bears, and we talk about them. The quarterback obviously is the biggest issue at this point, right? I mean, that is the deal. And I don't think that quarterback situation is going to get fixed, whether it be with Trubisky or with Chase Daniel at this point. So I don't view them as necessarily a huge threat to anything in this division. And we talked about the Vikings. Kirk Cousins is, below average, somewhere in that area. I don't think he's bottom of the league bad, but I think he's probably average somewhere in that range. All this does to me is justify this team 13-3, win this division, move forward. All this Dallas Cowboys stuff, who have they beat? They beat an Eli Manning-led team the first game of the season, and Eli was trash. Then they beat a horrible Redskins team, a horrible Dolphins team, and then got beat by a decent Saints team with a backup quarterback. So, I mean, I'm not sold on the Dallas Cowboys either in the NFC, being that team representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. Not yet.
Gary, through the first 4, you get 3 wins and 2 of them against division opponents that last year you were looking up at in the division, and that puts you in a position that you weren't in last year, because if I'm not mistaken, they won one division game last year, and that was week one against the Bears.
Right.
So you're in a better spot at that point right away. But after the break, I want to read the next four as we sit here with the Packers at the quarter turn mark. How do you feel about the Packers' position in the NFC North? Because right now, feels pretty good. Feels real nice. Feels like if I was sitting at home with a good chunk of change in my pocket that I just get to sit on because Pella Windows and Doors installed these new windows for me, and I got some layaway, and the wind's not blowing in. I'm not cold because the draft is coming through the windows that were leaking. I feel pretty good.
Guys, my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors, they're gonna extend their financing, right? It's going to go until...
So I can sit with some money in my
October 15th. It was supposed to end September 30th.
And then the Brewers can win tonight, and I can win that run line and pay for my windows.
Right. So the 4.99 APR financing, or 5-year zero APR, ends now October 15th. It has been extended. You want to talk about installation, folks? Done in as little as one day.
Done.
Just you want to talk about variety? Because they have plenty of variety for you.
All of it.
Not just one or two, but 9 styles of windows to fit your particular taste in luxurious wood to fiberglass and vinyl. Let's talk about financing.
Let's talk about it, Gary.
Options for every single budget
every
out there.
Every single one.
Let's talk about warranty, folks. The best limited lifetime warranty on wood windows. Folks, let's talk a little bit about innovations. Over 150 designs patented, from between the glass blinds to the roll screen that practically disappears out of view. Folks, was just named the best window innovation of 2019. All these reasons and more make every Pella offer even better. And it doesn't get any better than this, guys. 10-year, 4.99 APR financing, or 5-year zero APR, but now we're extended, guys. It's going to end October 15th. Visit PellaWI.com today, and when you walk in there, you tell them that Garrett and Leroy sent you.
How do you feel about the Packers' position in the NFC North? Our 2-4 Packers are here. Gary Ellerson and Leap 36 Leroy Butler joins us next when he's Big Show on the Fan.
At some point, you're not going to be able to run the ball for 180 yards, even with the best running back in the NFL. And that's when you have to be able to throw the ball. You have to be able to make plays. You have to be able to, you know, hit the ball, the deep balls. You have to do that, because otherwise it's too easy for teams to just tee up and rush the quarterback. So we have to be able to run the ball and pass the ball. In this league, you cannot be one-dimensional. It's just too easy to defend.
This is left shoulder, and so we'll know more here throughout the day. And I think that the biggest thing is just making sure that, you know, he feels good, and then doctor-wise and all that stuff, he's okay. So we'll keep an eye on it, but I'll know more later on here today.
That's Adam Thielen and Matt Nagy. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. Brewers, Nationals tonight. Chuck Freeman in the nation's capital for the game tonight. He joins us in about a half hour right here on The Fan. 414-799-1250. How do you feel about the Packers' position in the NFC North? Through the first quarter of games, they're 3-1, sit at first place, tied with the Chicago Bears, who go across the pond. This week, they take on the Oakland Raiders. And, I mean, guys, that's going to be a bloodbath. I don't care who is the quarterback for the Bears, but the Raiders have something in store for them, because Khalil Mack is going to just destroy anybody in a Raiders uniform, because he can't touch John Gruden. And he's got something for him. Like the team that traded Khalil Mack because they didn't want to sign him, he's got something for you. And it's going to all come in the form of 52 this week. So I fully expect the Bears to get a win this week. And the Packers, Gary, against the Dallas Cowboys is going to be a little bit different story. But through the first quarter of the season, Packers get a win in Chicago at home against Minnesota and Denver, and then fall, as we all know, on Thursday night to a very, very game road team in the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. You go to Dallas, you get at home against Detroit on Monday night, then a short week against those Oakland Raiders on the 20th of October, and then you want to talk about the real, real litmus test. You go and face the reigning, defending MVP, most valuable player in the league, in Patrick Mahomes, who him and the Kansas City Chiefs just had a tough, tough game that nobody really expected against the Detroit Lions, who are sitting just a half game back of you in the NFC North. So Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Leap 36, Leroy Butler in the house with us now as he joins us each and every day by Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm, Carlson, Blau, and Clemens. Get the injury settlement that you deserve. Call 414-342-10100 today for Carlson, Blau, and Clemens. Leroy, through the first quarter of the season for you, how do you feel about the Packers' position in the NFC North?
Excuse me, I forgot to turn my mic on. Sorry.
That was my bad.
I think most people are surprised where they are. If you didn't have a lot going in, if you just, it's a lot of guesswork with all of us, I would assume. So you have to think, you got to be overly excited. I mean, to be in first place or tied with first place with a team that you beat. I mean, I don't think most people in this whole entire pundits of know-it-alls just would think that San Francisco would be the only team undefeated at this particular time in the NFC. But you also wouldn't think of if that the Detroit Lions would play so tough, you know, with Kansas City. You would think Kansas City on paper, they would blow them out. You wouldn't think that the streak that Patrick Mahomes boy, who's had consecutive games of two touchdowns, his yards has always got it over 300.
Mm-hmm. He's always going to sling the rock left and right.
Consecutive games of two touchdowns, you think that would be broken by Detroit? So it's going to be a lot of uncertainty this year, especially in this particular division. But if you're a Packer fan, you got to like that Minnesota, Chicago kind of beating up on each other. But sooner or later, you know, out of this first quarter, being 3-1, I think is amazing. You know, I know most Packer fans think they should be 4-0, but you're not going to win them all, but you got to be competitive in most of them. And the more you win games, the more teams will start to chart you, and you'll be able to get these tendencies down, and then they'll kind of know things about you. But right now, that's why if you look in the first quarter, the Packers have to be one of the best teams in the league. Got to be at least top 10, even top 5, are coming out of the box, scoring right away. Now, people may put that on them being at home, but it still happens. They start early, but they also have to be one of the worst teams in the league in the fourth quarter or the third quarter or coming out of the, you know, out of the locker room,
sure,
or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's not where it's supposed to be. They should be blowing teams out once you're up. Now, if you look at the North, most people think that Chicago winning it last year with Khalil Mack, not the defense, with Khalil Mack, they're going to hover around first. But guess what? They lost their quarterback. I don't know if the guys will play hard for Chase Daniels, but they might. But, now, is that – wait a minute, I almost said the pitcher's name. That's Chase Anderson. Okay.
Chase Anderson, pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. Yeah, he is on the postseason roster, by the way, along with Travis Shaw.
That's good to know. See how we help each other with that.
Got you there, bro.
So, yeah, with Chase Daniels, I don't know. He do some good things, but I don't know how much – they may fall. Because, as a defense, you know, you got to do all these great things. You got to score more than 16 points. Great. And I know what some people are going to say in the barbershop yesterday. If it's close like this within one game of the division, you got the best quarterback. So you would think you would lean Packers. And I tried to tell them that it used to always be like that up until this particular year. You just don't know. Because, you only got one running back. I mean, now you got to – guess what? Your best receiver's hurt. And the guy who I think can be one of the top corners hurt. I mean, there's no way around that. But I know – what people think, just because you have that helmet on, these guys should play to the levels of the Mike Daniels or the, you know, the B.J. Rogers. No, you still got to play. So everybody's pretty much banged up, but you still have your quarterback. You still got your top running back, and you got your left tackle, your all-pro tackle, although he's banged up. But you still don't have your right starting tackle in Bulaga. I don't know if he's going to be back and play, but they seem like they – think he's going to be gone every now and then. But if you had to freeze frame it now and just put it up into the cloud, you got to have a huge smile on your face knowing that the Green Bay Packers are 3-1.
And how good Brian Bulaga has been this year, I think, is one of the other reasons why that's such an important part of it with him and that shoulder injury going into Dallas, Stevie, because he's been outstanding all year long. And then, sure, Alex Light played okay, and he had some plays that, you know, he definitely wishes he had back. But Leroy touched on the injury front of it, and sure, you come out of that Philly game dinged up, but with all of that being said, how do you feel in this part of the division they fit with the first four games under their belt and the four games that I rattled off to you that they're going to have to do two at home and two on the road.
I think they're the best team in the division. I mean, I've been saying it before the season. I'll continue to say it right now. Again, you beat two of them already. You haven't seen the Lions yet, but come on. Who in this room is going to be worried about the Lions at this point? I'm not.
That's how they've been beating people.
Very well, it could be. You're right.
Yeah, so you can't do that.
But the great thing is people have said that about the Lions for 20 years, and they've still been able to beat the Lions even with that mentality. So we'll see what happens when they get Detroit. But from this standpoint,
Detroit beat you 31-0 last year.
You beat a good defense, we believe, in Chicago. I think that still holds true. You beat a good defense in the Minnesota Vikings. I think that probably still holds true at this point, right? You took out a Denver team that maybe wasn't as good as we all thought originally. Now they lost Chubb, so they're not going to be nearly as good. Yeah. But so you took them out. Again, all three quarterbacks, you can say, are suspect or average, right? Well, Flacco, they Cousins.
They lost to the best quarterback.
Trubisky, right.
But all three running games were pretty good.
Right. Then you get to the Philadelphia Eagles, and you get yourself into a shootout, and their offense looks as good as it's, well, looked better than it's looked all year long. A little bit more McCarthy involved in the offense, maybe as far as what they ran with McCarthy. But either way, Rodgers played the best game he's played to this point offensively. So you have that bright spot of, look, this offense still can score points at the end of the day. Now, the question is whether or not that defense was real the first 3 weeks and had a bump because it was a Thursday game, or whether or not they were exposed. And we won't know that till they see the Dallas Cowboys. I think what you saw the first 3 weeks is far more of what this Packers team will probably look like defensively. And offensively, I think they're probably somewhere in between what you've seen for the first 3 weeks and what you saw against the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, 12, 13 wins, whatever. I just think they're going to be the team to beat in this division.
If this defense continues the same, they won't go. They're not going to win 12 or 13.
Not they look like they did against Philly.
Yeah.
Well, agreed.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, but if they look like they did against the Bears.
And the Vikings.
Yeah, so that means, I mean, if you look at the Bears – the Bears, particular, didn't try to run the football as much. The Vikings, Dalvin Cook got away one big run. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, his yards per carry weren't that bad.
Phil Lindsay ran it.
Yeah, but Denver gassed him. That's when you saw, I mean, you saw a little bit with Dalvin Cook, but with Lindsay and Denver, that's when you saw. And Leroy and I talked about it. Listen, there is no magic pixie dust on this thing, fixing this defense. It is about your responsibility and being where you're supposed to be.
So you mean the practice squad guy, my man B.J. Bello, that they just brought in today, he's not going to be the magic pixie dust?
Is it what you think, Leroy?
Start locking up everybody?
No, if someone can't spell your name, you probably should look for him getting a sack or two. That's just a normal.
Leroy, I wish you would be able to try to spell his middle name.
What's his middle name?
His first name is Amin.
Oh, Amin.
Okay.
I know how to spell that.
Baba Jidi?
Oh.
Bella? B-A-B-A-J-I-D-E.
Where are you from?
He's from Lincoln Way West in Illinois. Illinois State.
No, he ain't from there, cuz.
I don't know. Yeah. That's what it says.
That's where he's born.
25 years old. Yeah, that's where he grew up, born.
It's really October where your folks are from based on them naming you, though.
Yeah, no, but B.J. Bello, my boy, signed up for the squad.
That's like Roman Maklouf.
Good for him.
He's something or other, yeah.
Yeah, Maklouf, you know, his folks, where are they from?
I think he's from Palestine.
From Palestine?
Yeah.
That where he from, Steve?
Yeah. That's my guy.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he lived in Palatine, Illinois.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's confusing. Right. That is confusing.
Good job, Steve.
Stuff. That's
good job.
Confusing.
Because his dad was going to cook us some of that goat with
yogurt.
What was that called?
We never got to it.
No. Well, hey. He went on the bigger.
Well, I'm just going to reach out.
Well, right. Let's reach out.
No,
we don't need Rami.
We don't need Rami.
Mom is not letting us in that house without Rami.
Dad will.
You know what we need to do? We got like some acres over here on the side. We can put a big, get some bricks, you know, and we get one of them big old black pots, you know, and just let them go out there, you know, put the goat in there.
Well, have J&J go build or something.
Oh, yeah, you know they can do that. They built the outdoor oasis.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Come complete with it.
And then we can have Rami and
here we go.
And Steve race again. So Steve
now that I'm into. That I'm interested in.
So Steve can beat him like a drum again in his khakis.
Hey, can I ask y'all a question since you've totally sidetracked it anyhow?
You wouldn't look good running in your khakis.
Yeah, you would.
So since you all completely sidetracked everything, I got a question for y'all.
Yes.
Who's the most famous person that follows you, Baby Tosh?
Like on Twitter?
On Twitter, right.
Leroy Butler.
Right. Okay, that would be mine too.
Actually, Leroy doesn't follow me. I just said it. But.
Okay, well, he follows me.
Do you have a Twitter?
So yeah. Leroy would be
mine. I think
mine.
He got blocked.
Who would be yours?
Gary. I don't know who followed me on Twitter.
The real reason I'm even bringing it up, Ryan Horvath tweeted out and showed the screenshot. Britney Spears is following him now.
Oh,
good for him.
It's on Twitter.
It's a fake.
How does that happen?
It's a fake.
Thing.
It's certified.
That don't mean
I know she's got people running her Twitter account. I understand that. Yeah. But still, how does that happen?
Yeah. Well, he is on the best morning show in the morning.
Okay.
And he is the best version of the morning show.
Yeah, that's my guy.
He's the best one on the morning show.
No, be careful now.
Well, Ryan Horvath is. Yeah.
Well, I think,
no doubt about
I think Lindsey Vonn maybe followed me. I'm not sure. I don't know. Who knows? This on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Or Instagram.
Yeah.
A lot of people been going to Instagram because you do my videos.
Don't have that. I have no idea how that works. Do you get
you
notified?
Don't have Instagram
do you
account?
Get notified when somebody follows you on Instagram
if
or whatever?
If your notification's on.
So you would they tell you that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get an email.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
get I turn my notification. I don't answer DMs either. Them DMs get you in a little trouble.
That does get you in trouble. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah,
the girl will definitely How you do the DMs, Leroy? You stay away from them?
Yeah, I don't even...
Because they come in, you get them, right? You can't stop them from coming. Because if you're open, you can't stop DMs from coming.
No, yeah, you can. You on your notification, you just don't even notify me.
Yeah, but the worst
one.
Part is, the worst part look. Is you want to go and check because you see all this stuff come up.
No, you
and then
don't.
You're just like, wait, what
you
is this?
Scroll.
And then you got to see and make sure that, stop. Like,
if
the name
you check it, you're going to get in trouble.
Right,
did you hear that song by my guy, the rapper? That goes down in the DMs?
Yeah, it goes down in the DMs.
As Rami met his girl like that, cuz. That's straight 100.
Stuff happens
so
every once in a
while. Once out of every two. That's just like a blind date.
Yes. Confirm. Leroy Butler does not follow me on Twitter. So
I don't know you have a Twitter.
That is not the most famous person.
So who's the most famous person then?
What's your Twitter?
Let's
I'll follow
you
right
now. Let's go
with
this guy named Nick Lamb. I mean, that sounds pretty famous, right?
How you know who
right?
follows you on Twitter?
You can just kind of scroll, like click and
he knows
I type in Leroy Butler. And then it usually will say following you.
Oh.
I usually follow important people. So
that's
let
all
me
good,
follow you now.
It's all good. You don't have to.
Is that dirt or a mustache?
It's a mustache.
It
look
looks
good?
Nice. I like it.
It's the start of the playoff beard for myself.
I like it.
Unless the Brewers win today.
You look 25.
Thanks. That's what I
like
am.
19.
Did you say a playoff beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What's your Twitter?
Bill Schmid Radio, S-C-H-M-I-D.
That's why I don't know how to spell your last name.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I got low T.
Schmid.
It's just with a D. Show the Fan, 105.7 FM, the Fan. The playoff lineup is out for your Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers Nationals tonight. Brewers a $1.65 plus. So they're an underdog in the game tonight, understandably so, going up against one of the best pitchers of this generation in Max Scherzer. But let's all remember, Max Scherzer, the Nationals have not won one of the last seven times Scherzer has taken the ball in the National League playoffs. And the Nationals have literally like never won a big game, ever. So that all works out well for Brewers fans as they go up against the Washington Nationals on the road tonight. On Deck Show with myself and Tim Allen going to start up here at 5:30. A special 90-minute edition of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Chuck Freeman is going to join us in about 7 minutes from right now. Mr. Blue Chew himself going to join us here on the Fan 105.7 FM from D.C. Brewers lineup is out. And now it's put up or shut up time for myself and my man Trent Grisham. He is leading off.
Okay.
He is playing in right field tonight.
I like Trent Grisham.
So leading off in right is Trent Grisham. He is followed by the walkman himself, Yasmani Grandal, the catcher.
I like Yasmani.
Hitting third, playing third, Mike Moustakis cleaning up.
Three left-handers in a row.
Three left-handers in a row.
Oh, you can
let him have it.
Then you'll break it up a little bit with starting at second base. Cleaning up is Keston Hira.
If anybody's on, when he's up, they coming home.
And if they don't come home when Keston Hira is at bat, number five, hitting in left field is Ryan Braun. Eric Thames in the lineup, thank goodness, over at first base.
Another left-hander.
And in the lineup tonight, question marks all around, was Lorenzo Cain. He is hitting seventh and playing in center field. Rounding out the nine is Orlando Arcia at short. And my man, Brandon Woodruff, on the bump for the crew in D.C. tonight.
Strong lineup, but would you change anything, you guys?
No, I'd keep it exactly how it is.
Because you guys, off the bench, I need left-handed guys. Who you got
and
on
I want,
the bench?
I want Ben Gamel off the bench.
Gamel?
Any day of the week and twice
like
on Sundays
that.
Late. The Travis Shaw situation, as we talked about a little bit earlier, I could see Shaw there. He's the first dude probably off the bench in a pinch-hitting role.
Pinch running, you could put Spangenberg.
Spangenberg.
Spangy.
Tyrone Taylor.
Yeah, you got speed.
He was supposed to be delivering packages for FedEx, so maybe he can deliver a pinch-running performance where the Brewers played a run tonight.
Let's get to this bullpen. Now, you got Woodruff for what, three and seven-nineteenth?
Three is probably the max for Woody.
7-19th. So you're going to go three with him. Who's first out there if you're doing this thing? Now, we got one game, so we got to put it all chips in the middle of the table. Who's coming out first, you think?
Coming out first in the bullpen, it's either going to be Brent Suter or Jordan Lyles.
Suter
is just such a complete contrast of what Woody is bringing. I mean, obviously, right side to left side, but you go from Woody commanding at 97, so 98, to Suter throwing maybe 87.
So that would that take us to, what, 5 2/3 going into the six? Who else you got?
Junior and Freddie until
I like Junior.
Until it gets to Big Palm and Hader. And like, if you get this thing... If this goes into the eighth inning, Josh Hader is coming.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
This is a six out day for Josh Hader. 100%.
I need gonna finish it off, Steve. Give me Steve. It's your turn. Who gonna finish this thing off if you bring Hader in the eighth?
And he goes.
Because I'm gonna give you my prediction once you tell me who's coming in at the ninth.
From me, if it's
you
a
don't
big,
say Albert.
If it's a big situation in a tight game in the sixth or the seventh, I'll go get him and use him then. And I'll figure out the back end as we get to that point. Yep. If it's a big situation and I think the game is on the line in a big situation, I may go get Hader then.
In sixth, seventh
inning. Go old school like you did last year. Mm-hmm. I know you don't have Corey Knebel, and I know everybody else makes you nervous coming out of that bullpen.
You got Jackson, Roy Black. Black didn't make it?
Ray Black.
There's your heat. I say Roy is funny. There's your heat. That's 100 mile an hour. That's gone.
Ray Black also might need to fight somebody in the parking lot beforehand. That dude just looks straight unhinged.
Did Jackson make it?
Jay Jackson is
Jay Jackson. Okay. I like Jay Jackson. So if Steve does that,
Steve, I like
six to keep the lead.
Billy got awfully nervous when I said that. Did you get a little nervous when I said maybe Hader in the sixth or maybe the seventh?
Well, we all did. Yeah, I'm down with got it. Nervous too.
It's what they've done, but the only issue is I don't want it to happen if you're trailing. Like don't change your philosophy and then jump the gun with Hader when you're down.
Smartest guy in the room. Bases loaded, you know, two outs with Rendon or somebody up. You go get Hader there versus putting somebody else in.
If it's Rendon, I'm rolling the dice and it's 51. And Freddie's going to have to get me out of it.
And just hope he doesn't have walkitis.
He just
put it in the dirt.
Just can't walk anybody.
That's all it is with him. That's all it is.
Don't throw no lollipops.
Freddie's going to find himself in this game.
I like Freddie Peralta.
Freddie's
going to
probably find himself in this game. And Jordan Lyles quite possibly is too, because there's a reason why he's on this 25-man roster.
I like Jordan Lyles too.
But
I still, who
big
you going
game
have
Trent tonight,
finish
Dave.
It
lead it off
in
with
the
an
ninth.
Extra base hit.
If you use Hader, who's coming in tonight?
Big Palm. Big Palm's going to finish it off. It's going to be Drew Pomeranz. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's definitely their second guy. That's definitely their second guy, the dude that they feel
he can
most
get
comfortable behind that.
He can get 97, 98.
I didn't know he had it in him. We know that Chuck Freeman's got a lot of big games in him. He's covered the team for a long time. He sent him out to D.C. today. He joins us next as the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM and the freeradio.com app. It is the Wendy's Big Show, and we talk about great people like John Young and Young Express, who we saw at the golf outing this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Talked with his daughter. She came on, and we talked to her during the Wendy's Big Show we broadcast out there. It was a great time. Young Express, we come in, we talk about so much, continuing to grow like always. Are you looking for new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based, family-run company?
I would.
Company's been doing this for over 27
Where
years.
Where do I sign up to get away from you jokers? Where do I sign up as?
Thanks, dude.
Oh, they'll come get you. Hey, I'm about a company that's been listed on Inc. magazine as one of America's fastest growing companies 7 out of 8 years. Well, you're in luck. Young Express, company we talk about so much, growing again. Currently looking to add to their dispatch department and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Let's talk about a couple of the different things that we have to talk about here. Is dispatch department. Want to work in dispatch? This is what you'll need. Good basic math skills. Be able to multitask. Good phone skills, meaning don't be a jerk. Able to navigate a computer. An overall friendly disposition for dealing with a variety of customers and drivers.
Sometimes you can't be a driver.
Right. You got to be able to handle a little bit of stress, maybe. Experience is desirable, but not necessary. They will train the right individual for the dispatch position. Become a part of a Young Express team just like that. At Young Express, you get a competitive hourly wage, paid holidays, vacation time, 401k with
company match. Love that part. And a beautiful health plan. Apply for the position that fits your passion today. Sales or dispatch at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Again, JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Our own Chuck Freeman is in the nation's capital. He is here with us on the Wendy's Big Show next, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I don't see the game that much different than we've been playing for the last month. I don't think that it's not going to feel much different. We got less players, but it's one day. You're going to play it like we've played a lot of these games. And so it's from that perspective, it's nothing different for our players. Obviously, the intensity level gets completely ramped up, and there is no tomorrow. But as far as how the game's going to look, I don't think our decisions are going to be very different than we've seen for the last 4 weeks. So we're ready to go. We're ready to roll with it.
That's Craig Counsell after the game on Sunday, knowing his team was headed to Washington, D.C. for a one-game playoff tonight. That's Leroy Butler, Leap 36, 2-4 Packers here on the Wendy's Big Show.
I like his makeup. He's not bothered by the big stage. He's not overwhelmed by it.
No chance. He thrives for it. Loves it.
That's
loves
when every people give him slander. It really bothers me. Like,
well, you should have heard some ridiculous slander we had earlier. Stevie, what was that you were
Bob Carpenter, Chuck Freeman, who is in D.C., probably knows what I'm about to say, so I probably could just let him say it, but you know me, I'm Twitter addict. Great bullpen comment from Dave Martinez. Stars will relieve only to start an inning. Relievers would come in during innings as they are experienced at that. This process has been well thought out. Meaning, if Scherzer gets into a bind in, say, the fifth, they're not going to bring in Strasburg behind him. Strasburg would only come in to start the sixth or to start the seventh,
sure,
but
yeah,
not in the middle of an inning.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Thanks for telling us all of that, because now the Brewers are now onto it as well. Yeah. I'm not sure I would have said that if I was Dave Martinez. I would have let the Brewers figure it out on their own.
Exactly.
That's right. Stupid to me. I don't know why you give that up for.
Yeah, let him keep making
don't
as
you
many
think
mistakes
that's dumb?
Possible.
Totally why would
stupid.
You tell everybody that?
Because he's the manager of the Nationals, and they've literally never won a big
so
game.
Dumb.
Ever. Joining us now from the nation's capital, our own Chuck Freeman. Chuck Freems in D.C., big game Freems ready to rock and roll tonight. Game is, lose or go home, and it is going to be an absolute battle out there tonight. What's the, first Freems, what's the atmosphere like out there in the nation's capital?
It's very warm. It's probably like the warmest day. If this was Milwaukee, this would be like one of the warmest days of the summer. It's like 86 degrees. It's humid. It's sweltering. It is a hot, hot day. I'll just say this about the Dave Martinez comments, and you know, from being around this stuff for a long time, don't believe everything these guys say. I mean, and I've been around counsel enough where, you know, his press conferences or McCarthy or Hovak the Holmgren or any of these guys, when they say something at a press conference on how they're going to do somebody, don't believe them. Because I've heard counsel even say something at a pregame press conference, and then later on at night, yeah, you know, he's asked about it, and he's like, well, you know, he has a little smile on his face. He's not going to give away, as Ted Thompson would say, the keys of the kingdom. So I would take that Dave Martinez. Yeah, I would take that Dave Martinez stuff with a grain of salt.
Okay, there you go.
Freems, in this situation tonight, though, is there anybody you'd rather have taking the ball first than Brandon Woodruff for the Crew?
No, and in fact, I want him to go more than two innings. You know, he's been gone two innings in each of his last two starts, coming off the oblique injury, but... You know, I think if he's healed and he's ready to go, this is the postseason, man. If he's not healthy, then he shouldn't pitch. But this is the postseason. There is no tomorrows, as they say. So, yeah, I want to see a pitch, two innings, three innings, four innings. As long as he can go, let him pitch, man. This is the postseason. There's nobody. I don't want to hear this stuff about fresh arms. I don't want to see Junior Guerra. I don't want to see guys that you can't count on pitching big moments today. How about that? I don't want to see guys you can't count on to pitch in big moments. If I'm going to go down, I want to go down with my best players tonight, and Brandon Woodruff is my best pitcher.
Okay, Chuck. So,
oh my.
Tell me this. We were just talking about this before you came on in the last segment. As far as Josh Hader, for you, if you're Craig Counsell, are you holding him to the end of that game? Or if a big situation comes up in, say, the sixth or the seventh inning and you need a big out in a critical situation, are you going to go get him earlier than you would?
Yeah, and I hope he's up for multiple innings tonight. I thought last year, guys, They brought in Game 7 against the Dodgers. They brought him in way too early.
Way too early. Way too early. They yanked Chacin after two innings. Freeman, yes. They hadn't pitched him trailing all year long, and they do it in the biggest game of the year.
Yes, and I thought that was a little much. And I think the theory about that one was, let's not let this get away. Let the hitter keep it close, which he did. He didn't allow a run. He got a lot of hit or so in those three innings, and then Jeffers had a little trouble. But I don't want that. I thought that was a little bit of a panic move quick. Tim said it best on our show this morning. He said, I think Craig Counsell has the ability to, sometimes to, when he gets behind, that he's going to switch. He's not going to let the offense take care of itself. I think he's a little panicked that maybe his offense isn't going to bail out his pitching staff, and, some odd moves are made sometimes. But I would say today, with Josh Hader, Pfeiffer, I would say with Hader, pitch him any – if there's a moment in the fifth or the sixth inning where you need a bases loaded, there's a bases loaded one-out situation – gosh darn it, I do not want Freddie Peralta in that situation. I do not want Jay Jackson in that situation. You bring in your man, Hader, in the sixth inning to get those outs, to get out of that jam, to throw some fire, to throw some water on that fire, guys.
Freems, you good with the lineup, the way it's situated today?
I was just looking at this lineup right now, Gary, and do you realize four of the first six guys in the lineup were not on the postseason roster last year?
Oh, yeah.
Grisham leading off. Mm-hmm. Grondahl was with the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Hira was in the minors. Mm-hmm. And Thames was not active for the postseason.
Yeah.
So that's 1, 2, 4, and 6 who were not on the postseason roster last year. That's pretty incredible.
What does that tell you about Craig Counsell and what David Stearns have been able to do?
I think they've done a nice job. I just think some of these guys have not pulled their weight this season. And thank God for a guy like Grisham. And thank goodness that Grandal has had the season he's had. And Moustakas dropped in their lap, and he turned out to be a 36-home-run guy. And here has been the player he has. But, you go all the way back to Aguilar and just Travis Shaw, who those guys, they led the team down big time. Those are two guys you were counting on heavily in the heart of the order this season. And if the players I just mentioned did not pick those guys up, we wouldn't be talking today. We'd be talking Bucks preseason.
Yeah, and nobody wants that. I mean, there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time to talk about if Giannis is signing the Supermax or how many points a game should Giannis be scoring. But Freems, in this exact situation, now I've been saying it early on today and people are giving me the side eye and thinking I'm jinxing it, but I'm resting on this going into this game. One, I have more confidence in Craig Counsell to make the right moves and have a flawless game than I do Dave Martinez. And two, the Nationals have never won a big game ever. They haven't advanced in the postseason. Max Scherzer the team has lost his last seven postseason starts. And if you're going to put the Nationals against the Brewers in a one-game playoff to win or go to L.A. and we continue the run, I'm going with the Brewers every time, primarily because of what that Nationals organization has shown me in the past.
I don't worry about road teams in a deciding game. Look at the Dodgers came into Milwaukee on a Game 7 and beat them. The Brewers went down to Game 163 and won that one last year in Chicago. So I feel sometimes when you're the road team in a situation like this, you go out there and, man, you go to the plate and you get that early lead, and then you feel a little tension in the crowd that's starting to feel. I felt that at Wrigley last year. I felt the tension in the crowd by the Wrigley Field fans, the Cub fans. That their team was about to crumble again. And, I think that's a great position to be in when you're out there playing free and loose on the road. That's why I think some of these road teams have won in the wild card. And, the more often than not, you do see some, in baseball at least, road teams go on the road and that deciding game take the game.
Our own Chuck Freeman, Chuck and Winkler, 6 to 10 here on the Fan. Freems did the show from D.C. today. He will as well tomorrow. He is in the nation's capital for coverage tonight, Brewers and Nationals wild card round. He's joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Chuck.
I think I'd be a great Big Show member, by the way.
You'd be tremendous sitting right here with
us. I would be like you heard of the Four Horsemen. Oh, I'd be the Fourth Horseman.
You kidding me, Freems? You came on in here, we'd be having a bunch of fun out here.
Freems, we already got Four Horsemen in here, Freem.
Well, he's saying I think he kicked Khaki out of here, and then.
Oh, you trying to kick Khaki?
If he would kick the ball,
go sit in the office.
He told Steve because Steve wears khaki.
I'll go sit in the office. I'm not working with Bart.
Steve's been wearing khaki.
I'll go sit in the
Steve,
office.
Sparky wears khakis nowadays.
He's corporate.
I like
corporate
it
now. You can almost call him the corporate champion of the Fan.
Chuck, it's Go ahead.
Chuck, give me your prediction like for to get tonight's game and a score. Who do you think win? And give me an unsung hero.
It's one thing. We never hear enough about – never hear from Leroy on the show. He's a quiet guy on the show.
I know.
He's a nice one, too.
Yeah, he's the fourth of the four horsemen. That's why you don't hear from him.
He is the fourth horseman. He's the quiet horseman.
Yeah. But, well, Frames, he's getting ready to go in the Hall of Fame now. You know that, right?
So he would be the Ric Flair of the group, wouldn't he?
No,
I guess he would.
Yeah.
Boy, Schmitty, you know that, man. That's some old school right there.
Come on, Frames.
That's good. That's really good.
Kidding me? That was back in my heyday.
Stop doing the Chuck impersonation. Stop doing that.
No, it's because Frames is good with it.
That's back in your gigolo years. That's what I told me, you know? Back in the 80s, man. The Four Horsemen. That's my... That's Freem's gigolo years right there, man. You got it. You got a player.
Yeah, he has one. I'm glad you gave it to him.
He threw a player in there.
Yeah, we got to do this more often, man. It takes one of our teams to get to the championship round for me to be on the big show, it seems. But, you know, back to Leroy, what he was saying, I think the Brewers are going to win this game. I'm hoping the Brewers are going to win this game.
Right.
I mean, everything points to Washington winning tonight with their pitching. And baseball does come. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I do. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. And I could see the Brewers winning like a 4-3, 3-2 game tonight.
But, Freems, though, do you have confidence, though, then? Because if it's going to be a low-scoring game, then that means Craig Counsell is going to have to be pulling all the parts. I mean, that means he's going to have to be on 100% if it's 4-3.
Yeah. And
Do you have confidence in Craig Counsell to do this?
I do. You know, it's funny. I mentioned this morning with Bart. I was walking through the airport yesterday, and a guy comes up to me and goes, "Oh, Chuck, I love the show in the morning and all that. And let me ask you, on tomorrow's game," which he's talking about tonight, he says, "I think the Brewers can win, but God, I just worry that Craig Counsell is not going to make the right moves."
Unbelievable.
You know, I don't get it. And I think that Leroy kind of mentioned that a little bit before I came on, that, man, people just are quick to always bash a coach or a manager in general.
They are.
But I don't know where this criticism of Counsell comes all the time.
Right.
My only criticism is, I did not like going to Albers Saturday night in the 10th inning. Mm-hmm. That game was lost right there.
Yeah. You
might as well get your divorce papers and go home when Albers is in the game.
Call Thomas Marola. Hey, listen.
What color shorts he got on? I know they probably pink.
Chuck, how many Brewer fans are you seeing out there walking around the D.C. area getting ready for this game? Did the Brewers travel well for this one, or is it pretty much all Nationals?
Fife, I did not see anybody on my flight who was a Brewer fan. I saw at the airport, I saw a lot of people walking around in Brewers clothes, but I took a later flight last night, and I didn't see, the only part, it was just me and Dennis Krause. If you want to count him as a Brewer fan.
Yeah, he counts.
Me and old DK. Yeah, right. Dennis and I. But even like walking, one got some lunch after the show this morning, and I did not see anybody with Brewer paraphernalia around town at all. But I felt it was the same way in Colorado last year. I didn't see a lot of Brewer stuff in that, until he got to Los Angeles. But I feel like the Brewers have not traveled well for this game. And again, I saw the same thing last year when I went on the road with them.
Well, good. That means that all Brewer fans are saving their money, and they should be, because Thursday and Friday in Los Angeles, I've heard that's pretty fun. Freems, can't wait, man. We'll talk on the On Deck Show and the post-game show tonight. Appreciate all the work you're doing out there.
Thanks
all right?
a lot, Chuck.
You guys got it.
Yeah, thanks,
all right,
Chuck.
All right, player, you got it. That's Chuck Freeman joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, live from Washington, D.C. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, a half hour away from David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Wendy's.
Wendy's, baby. Look, if you plan on sitting at home and watching Wild Card Baseball tonight, that's what you're planning on doing, you go to Wendy's, hit up the drive-thru, and get the whole family fed so you can sit down and watch the game and enjoy some great food from Wendy's too, right? Only $9.99. Drive through, get the family nuggets. That's 48 nuggets, regular or spicy. Kids will love it. Significant other will love it. Everybody's happy. Or how about the family-style chili from Wendy's? $9.99 there too. That feeds 4 to 6 people. Again, enjoy watching the game with great food in front of you. Kids are happy. You're happy. Everybody's happy, including Wendy's. And then watch your favorite baseball team get a win tonight.
Yeah, get a win and advance to the National League Division Round against the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's what they're playing for tonight. Brewers and Nationals, Scherzer, Woodruff. What chance do you give the Brewers in tonight's game? 414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Hey, what's
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.